Today's podcast is brought to you by the Cashmere Cricket Comedy Show, hosted by Eric Brewer, featuring Jensen Strock, Sean Sullivan, James Earl Brassfield, Willis Gordon, Brian Kenny, and Tim Wolf. It's a free show. It starts at 8:30, January 11th. What's the address?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you can probably find it on Google if you Google Cashmere Cricket. It starts at 8:30. Be there early for seats, and now enjoy the show.
PC has been unprotected for 221 days. Should I remind Norton to remind me later?
Paul, tell me.
We are under attack with this computer.
For viruses. Yeah, just say remind me later.
Okay.
Don't swipe too
Crisis
much.
Crisis evaded. What's
up? He's going to hit remind me later next time it comes
up. I got to hit remind me later. Brian Henry, how are you doing today?
Very excellent.
Oh, God, something happened.
Did you hit the power supply?
No, I think my tablet just died on its own. See it. Oh, it just died. Okay. It's doing a restart right now.
Right on.
Everything with this is fine.
All right, we're good.
Life is okay. And this, there's a lot of shit going wrong there in this podcast. There is. Sean Ass comes back, and the hell just fire rains in the brimstone here.
Welcome back.
Jesus. So we got Brian Henry in the booth. When was the last time Brian Henry was here?
A long time ago. In a galaxy.
Was it like
far,
a year exactly?
Yeah,
that'd be
year,
cool.
Year.
I was about to say, I'm about to Google perp on the microphone. I'm sorry.
Which episode is this?
This is episode 66.
Wow.
Can you believe that, Brian Henry? We've been making moves.
Just nonstop. He's been gone this whole time.
Yeah, we podcast quite often.
I'm looking for Brian Henry. He's got to be up there in like the episode 11, 12, somewhere around there. Episode 11.
It was back in the day.
Episode 11. Brian Henry. We discussed French politics.
What was the date on that?
December 11th.
Oh, so just a little over a year.
December 11th. Can you believe that?
Started out with a bunch of woos again.
We were so young. Well, if I could open
whole
my...
Whole lives ahead of
my
Woo!
Tablet, my soundboard's done. Oh, it's back.
Yeah, our soundboard's back. But, throw a cum talk at him.
Cum teak. It's not
cum teak.
I unplugged it. Oh, good, God, now it's happening to me. Now, God, this is the worst.
There you
ever.
Go. It's all right. All right, calm down.
This has been an excursion the first 2 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah.
You know
rusty.
What?
This is literally. Last week.
Yeah, but I like how it came into like podcasting troubleshooting with Sean Ast. In case this goes wrong, freak out on air.
Is cum talk working? Are we getting cum talk?
I'm not getting it through the headphones.
I heard it.
Yeah, it's in the background, but yeah, I don't think it's coming through the headphones.
Yeah, it is. Listen,
through the headphones.
God damn it, dude! This is the worst podcast I've ever been involved with. I'm just gonna keep hitting this button until it works.
We're gonna get a lot of cum talk on this episode.
Okay, Jesus, I'm settled down. Did you know people can write books and put it on Amazon? Holy fuck!
Oh my God. Wait, is that an ad?
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm going to write a fucking book.
Did this happen to someone you know?
No, I'm just reading on the news, and it was like this woman just wrote a 36-page love story about her having sex with Rob Gronkowski. Okay.
Is that someone I should
know? He's a football player. Oh, you know okay. He is. He's a.
I bought the book.
36 pages is all it takes anymore.
36 yeah. pages
is
all
that
it takes.
A book?
No, yeah, you just print it. You just publish it right to Kindle. Like
oh,
it's
yeah.
just like you know what I mean. Like you put it on the internet for millions of people. I want to write a book. So I've always wanted to write a book.
In theory, you could literally just post like one word. And
yeah, I have an ex-girlfriend who's a publisher, a book writer. Yeah, she. You know, my former stripper cam model girlfriend.
Yes,
she wrote a. book of poems and has published it to Amazon Kindle.
Do you remember any of the poems?
Because no, I never read any of them. This
poles
was...
are silver.
Floors, <the bell? laughs>
floors are slippery.
Yeah, that's.
She
funny.
Was really good at haikus.
No, she.
Sean just gave me the light.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had it on, but.
Flashing that shit around.
No, she did this like a month or two ago, or not a month, about a year ago or so. She's like about to publish her second book. People buy it.
Second book.
Yeah, she's
mind blowing.
Yeah, it's like 40 pages of poems.
40.
She just published it right to
How
Kindle.
Big's the font?
And there's people that. God, Paul's on a roll today.
I'm fired.
Also 40.
And then the font. Bob's on a roll today. Bazing. I heard a Bob joke for the first time ever.
Oh, Bob.
I don't know what's up with me today, man. If whoever's listening to this episode...
You're rambunctious, that's for
they've
sure.
They've already turned it off.
So they're not listening.
Yeah, they're like...
Whoever's not listening
they're
anymore.
Like, this thing has gone off the vehicle train.
You held it in for 2 weeks.
Vehicle train.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week. How many weeks was I gone, Bob?
One. It seemed like an eternity.
But it was one.
It was one.
Too
but
long.
Two, but
it, see, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a third chance of winning.
This is your
but
fault.
I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning.
I'm just knocking them all out at the beginning of the episode today.
Let's get it done.
And he's not even going to try. So, small joke.
All right, have fun.
You take your 33 and a third chance.
It's a new year. Paul, it's 2015.
New year, new me.
You got a third chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning.
If we go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%.
I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
Could you imagine all Scott right. Steiner's all book right. on Kindle? Like, really, what he would write?
I feel like it'd all be in caps.
I'll put you in the Steiner recliner.
Yeah, people would buy it thinking it would be an autobiography of a man who lived a Michigan University wrestling career, fucking really intelligent guy. People would want to read about that into his wrestling career. No, he wouldn't write that. He would write, like, that shit.
Yeah, math problems.
Batshit crazy fucking math problems.
Yeah.
And be like, and if you don't understand, I'm going to put you in the Steiner recliner. I was watching this thing earlier of Scott Steiner. And
I wish
it was,
he would just post an out, like, write an algebra book, like, in schools. It's used in schools.
If you take 6 minus X... then you have 66% chance at sacrifice.
That can't be the right math on that.
So, I was watching this thing of Scott Steiner earlier, cracked me up, just to, you know, sidebar. He was cutting his promo. He was a WCW wrestler, right?
Okay.
You remember WCW?
I do, yeah, yeah.
So Scott Steiner...
NWO?
Yeah, Scott Steiner was a WCW wrestler, and he's on WCW television, and he's like, you know, you might as well just flip the channel over to Stone Cold Steve Austin, because this show sucks. And I was like, damn, that guy.
Put it on really, Front Street.
Yeah, just he like did that. Not He's give candid. A fuck. And then they showed him throw a plastic duck on the ground and be like, I hate this duck! And he just started beating the duck with a bat. And I was like, they really like to just paint Scott Steiner.
It's as a psycho.
It's psycho.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder why the duck choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Disco Inferno. If we're gonna keep sidebarring,
yeah, please.
The Disco Inferno.
Yeah,
that he was a professional wrestler.
Okay,
he had a disco duck that he would take to the ring with him. It was
Is
like
that
just,
only for...
it was like one of those swans that you put in like your front yard. It was like
a
duck.
Was it only for the alliteration or did it have a purpose?
Disco duck. I don't know. It was just one of his
could have been like disco dog
brainy ideas. So Scott Steiner hated the disco duck. And
okay,
so he was like, I hate this duck, and just beat the thing to
now
ground.
Now go watch Stone Cold, because look at the programming
you are
viewing. You are
watching the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I'm literally beating a wooden duck.
It was bad television. So anyway, you can put a book on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think I just wrote one here. I just transcribe?
Yeah.
Like, that's what
you
I was thinking earlier.
Amazon.
What's up?
Transcribe it
and put
People
it on Amazon.
People do that. They did that
that's
for Smodcast.
That's what I was thinking of earlier. Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, I want to write a book and put it on Kindle. I was like, shit, I could just transcribe my interviews.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like the fourth kind.
What was
here.
Funny when they did that live was that they would take the book of Smodcast and, well, it's not really At the Movies.
At the Movies with Sean, because I just referenced the fourth kind.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Have you seen the fourth kind? It's a piece
I watched
of shit.
It last night. It was really good.
What? You like terrible
really
things. Anyways.
I couldn't believe it was panned by
this
the critics.
Also
that
the,
was really good.
This was also the same person. It was like, dude, see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, the CGI one, not like Michael Bay one. And I was like, all right, man, yeah, I'll go check it out. He's like, dude, it was really good. Hold on. And he was like, and I get out of the theater and I'm like, dude, it fucking sucked. He's like, oh, yeah, I fell asleep. But everyone was clapping, so I assumed. That was his fucking, like, his review and
if
referral.
If you wake up after, you know, an hour sleeping to applause, you imagine the past hour was pretty good and you miss something.
Or
really
you're
good.
In a theater full of, like, parents Nerds. Are like, thank God it's over. God, no. It was terrible. Dude,
I had, like, kids handing me Raphaels when I was walking in the door. And shit.
No way.
We were partying. We were eating
Why were kids handing you action figures? I would
pizza,
never do that.
And, like, yeah, because you just put it on your seat next to you while you watch the Turtles, bro.
So every other seat was filled up with a fucking 8-inch action
figure?
Yeah,
it was just like a bunch of little fucking turtles hanging out.
That didn't happen to me, and it was a terrible experience.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about
at least
that.
You got a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I kept Raphael for a while. I don't know whatever happened to him, though.
Yeah.
So I watched The Fourth Kind, no less.
Yeah.
Night. But you didn't enjoy that?
Not really.
Okay,
no.
Review of 5 year ago movies.
That's cool.
Mila, what's that girl's name? Mila Jovovich?
Sure.
Mila Jovovich?
Jovovich.
She
I have no idea.
She has a phenomenal performance in that flick. Yeah.
I just didn't really dig, like, I don't know, I just didn't really find it that great.
I thought it was pretty interesting with the actual footage and shit. I would have watched the whole movie of just the actual footage.
Actual footage, yeah, that was kind of cool. The outside footage of, like, the gunshots and shit was pretty
That was,
nuts.
Like, yeah, scary, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was frightening.
That was the
Not the girl
that
levitating
me,
on the bed.
Yeah, no, that was a guy. They was scary, man. I was scared.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go to sleep with nightmares. And when I woke up and I didn't have nightmares, I was like, damn, dude, I'm pretty lucky today.
Sean S. is fearless. Yeah. Ready for work.
I did not.
Yo, babe, didn't dream about Fourth Kinds later.
I did not get abducted. So anyway.
Was I floating? Didn't feel like it. See ya. Yeah.
Started speaking Sumerian and shit.
Why Sumerian?
That's what the
is that what they did?
Aliens spoke, yeah.
Sumerian?
Yeah, they were like.
Is that Sumerian? Wow.
Yeah that right was on. My, that was my Sumerian. So are you a Sumerian expert? I mean, I know you studied French and Switzerland.
Way out of my realm.
Sumerian. So anyway,
maybe someday.
Brian Henry's here.
Yeah.
Are you writing a book on Amazon? What are you here for?
Apparently, I should.
Brian Henry experiences on Amazon.com.
Oh god, that'd be a
no. Just write about your experiences on Amazon.
I feel like that wouldn't sell well. Yeah. No offense to you.
I think that's an Amazon product review.
Yeah, you exactly. You would be like,
just take all your product reviews, and
all your product
that as a
reviews,
book.
And release it as a Kindle
but,
fucking.
But
horse.
Don't name the product that you're reviewing. That'll be the game. They got to guess. And in the back, it'll be like a little like you know answer booklet. But they're all upside down, so you can't cheat if you don't want to.
Can we cut that out of the podcast?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, trademark Brian Henry. Shit. Someone's like a review book done.
Nah. So what have you been?
It's already on Kindle. I'm like, we're not even live.
What have you been up to lately, Brian Henry?
Relax. Right now, trying to stay warm. It's cold outside, but you know it's.
Paul told me you were recording something. Like you were just recording.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. I just about a month ago wrapped up a project. Started working on over the summer. Mm-hmm. Local guys, Joe Von Wilder and the Wild Things.
I sent you a link.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to wait to hear it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. You wanted to judge on the spot. No, that's good.
Yeah, but anyway. Right. So how did that go?
It was great. It was a good experience.
What kind of music is it?
I don't know. They definitely got like a lot of.
I'll fucking play it right now.
Yeah, you right. Fucking play it right now.
I'll
dude.
Play it right
you
fucking now. But anyway, what were you saying? Go ahead, tell me what kind of stuff.
I think they're kind of influenced by some of the older stuff, like some of the
what does
soul
that mean?
And you know the more like
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, you know, something up that alley. Some of the Motown, some of the blues. You know, a little bit of everything. You know, that came before.
So what was your involvement? How do you even get involved with this?
Corey Conway, who plays guitar in the Wild Things,
he an old friend or something.
We knew each other from back in the day, and actually grew up the street from each other. I think we were on the same soccer team when we were real young.
What
but,
position did you play?
Usually
forward,
back, fullback.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. We didn't get into
that's the runner. That's people. The runner.
We didn't get into a soccer career last time you said.
I don't think so, man.
Damn,
that's
I usually
why I
want to
jump into
this.
It now. Yeah,
I always
yeah.
Hit the sports. But anyway, no. What were you saying though?
Anyway. Forgot where we're at.
You're talking about how you met these guys.
Corey.
Right. So he asked me if I wanted to record a record. These guys had been playing with this line. I'm with Jovan singing and for years, or just 1 year. And before that, I was recording Corey, his brother Dylan, and Spencer Cutlip on bass. They're just kind of jamming out songs as a trio, and we were just recording for fun. So we got together to record this record for Jovan and the rest of the guys. And
Is Spencer in that?
Recorded. Yeah, Spencer's still
right on. I saw him at Annabelle's.
What song should I pop
I saw, up? I liked the first one, but I saw him at Annabelle's and told him I'd try to get him on here. Talk about this stuff.
What song?
Go with the first one, Sean. Fuck
sure
any of them.
I'm not sure if I'm playing it.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
No, I'm playing it.
He made a telephone effect.
Hey, hey,
live action telephone effect. Yeah,
no, that was like when you did the Argyle thing when you had to do the pan by yourself. That's what Sean Astin
played on a telephone.
He was like, in the vein of young Brian Henry, I shall create a telephone effect for the beginning of the song. And by what I'm so gonna need some calm and bliss before I get old, cause it ain't a better feeling in the world than when I get back home.
I got a word to live and by what I'm so gonna need some calm and bliss before I get
over. You have something to say, Paul?
No.
You sat up your microphone.
Oh, no, I was looking at this yellow cable that we were using to do the split, and it doesn't have the two stripes. That's why we're only getting one ear.
Well, I was getting both ears. They were just really...
Oh, mine wasn't.
Reminds me of Faster John Mayer. Be myself.
Reminds me of like the Jackson 5. It's very fun and like.
Where did you record us at?
Actually, in
Jackson fucking
Corey
5.
And Dylan Conway's parents' basement.
I was about to say the drums sound really basement-y, don't they?
It's cool that like we recorded all the instruments live, like all the guys in the same room, and I don't think you could really record these guys any other way than live.
You recorded it together.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
awesome.
Just put the vocals on afterwards.
Mm. But you have a nice like way of like giving everything its own voice though, because it sounds like it was almost recorded separately, the mixed in. But you kind of did you create that mix already or?
Yeah, I mean we just the space allowed us to kind of isolate things in a way that we could have control over the sound but not kill the vibe.
Yeah,
They're still in a room jamming.
No click tracks.
Right. That was all,
That rules. It sounds great.
Yeah.
Sometimes to myself, time to myself, and fun. Sometimes to myself, me, myself, and I. Sometimes to myself, time to myself, and fun.
It reminds me of like Aloe Black.
Aloe Black, yeah, there you go.
Aloe Black.
Faster John Mayer.
Yeah.
Just say it, Bob. It's Faster John Mayer, all right?
Well,
Stop disagreeing with Sean.
No, I mean, this is the only song I'm hearing. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, but he's right. Yeah, Aloe Black kind of is Faster John Mayer.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're too
John
Mayer's
been making like country
Anthrax,
music.
It's like
lately.
Faster John Mayer. They have guitars and it's quicker. I get it.
I would start using that.
I like your John Mayer prism. Just everything's John Mayer. No, that's like John Mayer, yeah. Hey, Sean, can you make me change? Yeah, it's like John Mayer. He's got a song called Change.
Is that it?
Breakdown. Oh, they're so genty.
Yeah, that's funny.
Dun-dun.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was sick, dude.
So you recorded that all in their basement?
Yeah.
And then how long was your post-production process on that? You recorded it live?
Well, I don't know. We did all the tracks with the instruments in about 2 or 3 days, really.
Mm.
And then they had a lot of shows. We didn't really get together as much for like maybe a month. We kind of sat on it and then started putting on vocals and playing around with it and redid some vocals, but overall we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it. It was just like the time in between
getting to work, time to work
it out for a while, but it worked out great,
Yeah, it sounded great, man. What's the name of the album?
Get Wild.
And what's the name of the band?
Jovan
Wilder and the Wild Things. You can get that on Bandcamp right now and listen to it. And
name your own price too.
Really?
Yep.
And Brian Henry did it. So if you want to hear Brian Henry.
Yeah, just give him $5 and then download it on Bandcamp for free.
Exactly. So you want to take a break and then we'll come back. You feel like playing good or shitty today or something?
Yeah, it's fine. Also, Eric Brewer might be joining us in the studio later. He has a show to promote.
Who?
Eric Brewer.
I thought you said April. I was like, damn, we were just talking about her earlier.
Her poems, dude. She's coming in to promote her second book. She's about to do a tour of the Lousy Weather Media.
Can't fucking wait. Make a pit stop on the outskirts of a deserted isle. Empty bottles on the shore to keep the time. Leave bikini bottles.
peace of mind. Where the clock stopped, time froze, and we saw eye to eye. We've been north, we've been south, we've been through hell and back around. So this time, let's go back to our deserted isle.
Hey! Hey, Bob. There's like plates sitting behind you. I like...
Those are useful. Where'd you get them?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too. By going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to LousyWeatherMedia.com and click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business, and Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banners. These are my new favorite rappers.
Who are they?
Race Roman.
They sound like nice guys.
They're the people that do No Type. I ain't got no type.
Uh-oh.
They just put that new their new album today.
I'm doing numbers.
Shrimp going bonkers. Better run for cover. You don't think that's Hot Fire?
Hot Fire. Yeah.
That's right. There's no Dylon.
You don't think it's Dylon?
It's not Dylon. That's double
trouble.
Shit. Whoa, dude, you got a five in that mix. $7 whole.
I just made it rain. That's what happens. Sometimes the beats just hit me, and I gotta make it rain.
I did a Move That Ass Girl in Your Vein last week.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't listen.
I listened to the first 20 minutes.
Had to turn it off, huh?
No. I just never got around to listening to the rest
of it. Yeah, no, it's cool, dude.
I'll check it out next week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
You're like, oh, wait, I'm on this episode.
Yeah, it was a pretty good podcast.
Thanks,
though.
Dude.
I thought it was really funny. I was laughing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So anyway, Eric Brewer laughing. Showed up out of the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
And now he looks very uncomfortable. Go ahead, scoot in, because I can't hear a word you're fucking saying.
Here, turn up their gain a little bit.
Fuck
I noticed
their
that works.
Gain.
All right. Gain.
Yeah.
Fuck their gain.
Give them more power.
I don't want them to have more power or gain.
More power.
So anyway, where'd you come from? Just to get it, make it rain?
Soccer.
Just to get it, make it rain on you?
Football, yeah.
Soccer.
Came for the free.
Can I get my money back?
Here's a dollar.
Anyway, you look very uncomfortable now. Like, you came in the door smiling. You had, like, a bottle in your hand. You sat down.
Well, then you started...
I'm still trying to catch my breath.
I turned on the race room and
yeah,
and you
started
just,
yelling and then throwing money at him. He's like, why did I come here?
Or, like, where? Yeah, what did
I
get?
Be sleeping.
That's when I come here, though.
Yeah.
Jesus, what mic is he on? Tell me that. Is he on two or four?
Maybe.
Bobby,
I'll...
check. Okay, he's on four. I've been turning up the wrong microphone.
Turn them all up.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're here. So, anyway, Eric Brewer, what are you up to, man?
Just got done playing some soccer.
Paul told me you came in the door to promote some giant comedy show you got going
got a
on.
Show
so,
coming up.
Tell me about it before people turn off.
At the Cashmere Cricket.
The Cashmere.
Let them plug, Jesus. You're like, yeah. You got something to plug? I'm just going to keep talking over you while you do it. Turn down your mic at the same time.
He's got a show at
Eric Brewer's in studio trying to promote something. I don't know what it is. Fuck him.
He's got a show at the Cashmere.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I'm hoping. What are you doing Sunday, BH? You trying to do some.
You're really I'm actually plugging. He's like, here's a flyer. You just came to promote to us.
I know this is late notice.
I was gonna ask you, but
if you need,
it was appropriate to do it on the radio.
Need somebody to run sound.
I'm looking for a sound guy. Any one of the listeners.
I'll see if I can pull off.
But, yeah, we got some out of state, not out of state, out of. We got comics coming from Cleveland, Canton. Mm.
So still in state, but out of town.
He actually, corrected himself.
Yeah. I'm talking to a guy from North Carolina that's going to be in town at the Roxino, and he's staying through Monday because he's going to do the Stone Tavern, and was looking for something to do on Sunday. So I told him to come check it out.
Mm.
How do you get a hold of these people?
Anthony Savada actually
put right on.
In touch with him.
Mm.
His name's like Chet Cash.
Okay.
Savat.
Yeah.
Chet Cash.
Chet Cash.
Oh, Chet Cash.
Chet.
I thought you said Chet Cash.
Yeah. No, he's not
Chet Cash.
He's not an urban comic.
Yeah, thank you.
it's gonna be fun. We got Jensen Strock, Tim Wolf is gonna be there.
Yeah.
He was at our last comedy show.
Yeah.
Willis Gordon.
Willis, yeah.
Some guy with that kind of sounds like James Earl Jones, but it's not.
It's James Earl Jones. What even happened to my
wallet? Yeah, that's it.
Sounds like the guy that
did Darth Vader's voice. Oh, that too. We went two different ways there. I was like, played Darth Vader. You're like, shot Kennedy. I'm going to get real. I'm like, he cut off Luke's hand.
James Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
Who shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Darth Vader. Oh, my bad.
He's got it. Look at that. We're in a fucking room full of
when can we have trivia night?
Savants here.
Savants.
Trivia savants.
I'll make up some questions sometime. We'll have you guys on.
Yeah, we should do that. We'll do a lousy weather media trivia show.
That sounds like a lot of work for me, though, because I have to look up all the bullshit.
But I got a bell already, and then we'll put three people.
Well, you got to get the
We already got
me blowjobs.
I got one more.
You know what I'm saying?
I got one more sound to get. But we'll put he just came up with the best idea ever. We got because we always just play good or shitty normally.
Right. Now we should play trivia. Best idea ever here. This game called Trivia. Eric Brewer just made up.
Well, dude, we could get good questions, you know, things people.
Still trivia. It's the same thing. We could get to good questions, though.
That's a great idea.
It'd be better if we did debates, too.
So, anyway, you get.
I'll pick a horrible thing to debate. Yeah, you got to be pro or con.
Host the debate. Yeah, we could do, like, police brutality or something. Or, like.
Yeah, and you got to be pro police brutality or con. That would be fantastic. But we do heads or tails, so you have to go up on the spot.
But. Anyway, what I'm saying is we'll get three people here. Yeah. We'll do one, two, three, and we'll have a game of trivia. Oh, that's how we'll
set them up, one, two, and three?
Yeah,
we'll have
a trivia. It's not going to be like a dating game. They're not going to win a date.
Wait, no, you should be behind. They win you at the end.
Are they going to have a wall between each of them?
That would be nice, like a little separator.
Yeah, suitor number one.
Bachelorette number two, yeah.
That's the grand prize.
Yeah, I don't. We'll get there sometime. Yeah.
A free ticket to our free comedy show.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll get them a pizza. Or something.
Sean will make it rain on any donation of your choice.
Mm. No,
that's what'll happen.
Just those $6 fucking better women's shelter.
$7. Don't be cheap.
$7.
I like how you kept one of the dollars. You're like, I'll throw $6 on them. I need Starburst.
Yeah, it happens. So you got the comedy show coming this Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, give the address.
Yes.
It's 2235 Front Street.
Mm.
It's right next to Hibachi Japan.
Yeah, it was really. You had the wrong address on the last Riggedy Cricket comedy
show. It's cool. I've been.
If you just walk around town asking about Riggedy Cricket comedy show, people will know where to point you.
Just go to Hibachi Japan and you'll see it there.
Yeah.
Something will be like
the
a little Riggedy Cricket.
Have food, so you can go get your sushi and your Hibachi.
At the Hibachi.
A lot of beer, though. A lot of good beer.
I was like standing down at a fire department or something, and I'm like, I am
no
way
comedy
not
here.
At the right place. Yeah. And I saw lights like way in the distance, so I went running down that way. But I missed Lindsay.
It was like the three wise men trying to find Jesus. You're like, I saw a light and just went to it and I found comedy.
The situation is comedic.
Well, I mean, I was like, I was glad that everybody else was able to find the place.
Oh, it's good turnout, so they got the right directions.
Yeah, but yeah, that's
good to
what
see.
It was
I thought
weird,
they were all
down
by the fire department with me. Where's the comedy go on? I don't know, guys.
You would expect the wrong.
Anyone see those lights?
You expect a wrong address being posted might just lead to a bunch of people standing around the wrong address. You know what I mean?
But I don't think anyone would actually stand around.
This is kind of like a ghost town late at night, so it's not like you had.
And during the winter,
no, there wasn't anybody to talk to. I was.
Yeah,
I was
some cops
just
like,
alone.
What are you doing here? You're like, I came for the comedy.
I think I'm.
Do you know any jokes?
I think I may or may not
are
have
you the headliner, sir?
Googled. Like, I was like, Google.
You Google walked it out.
Yeah. Rickety Cricket. I'm getting Always Sunny references.
No, I like typed in Cashmere Cricket and found the right address and was like,
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the wrong place.
But yeah, it starts at 8:30, right?
Yeah,
get there early, though, because the seats fill up very quickly. I had to stand behind a wall last time. Actually, every time.
It is a small venue, and it's their 4-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
So
it's a really nice,
get there like
place,
six
too.
Then. Yeah.
get some wine.
Right, yeah. We're just going to burn that mother down.
With some is hardcore true comedy.
There's a strip club in the basement of that building somewhere?
Next to it, Club Desiree.
Yeah, Desiree's.
I didn't know
yeah.
that there was a strip club on Front Street.
I'm sure.
Now everyone.
It's not really. It's a lot like the Happening Lounge up the road. It's like it's a.
70-year-old strippers?
Yeah, it's like you're. It's geriatrics like, ward. It's like that place where you walk into a bar and there's not even a pole there. It's just a bar.
And some chick with her leg hanging over a stool and you're like, oh, fuck. We're here, aren't we? This is it.
That's where it's at.
The only time I've ever been there, it was a Sunday afternoon, so they didn't have their A squad out.
Yeah,
or any squad,
like,
right?
Or lights.
It was
or
just
anything.
The bartender like, do you want to see my nipple?
Nah.
Just order a beer.
I
have
in,
pasties.
And this Lebanese bartender was like, whoa, you came for the Sunday buffet? And I was like, no, where's the buffet? And he pointed over to this like plastic
this girl
table,
with her vagina
this
open.
This plastic table that had four Hungry Howie's pizzas on it. And I was like,
we have ranch crust?
Hell yeah.
Onion crust?
Sunday buffet.
So who are they feeding with this? How many people were in there?
It was me, the girl I was with, and then the owner of the Cashmere Cricket.
Mm. Oh, Eric, how you doing?
Lapped up.
Oh, that's funny. So,
just thumbs up, smiling at you, trying to eat your Hungry House.
I want to get in your mind frame, though. Yeah, you're like, I'm hanging out with a girl on a Sunday.
Yeah, where
she
do
never,
I want to go?
I've never been to a strip club, so I'm
so
like,
you're
I
like,
know what? Just the
I know.
Oh, are you in for a treat?
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting story. So, yeah, the Riggedy Cricket Comedy Show is this Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And Eric Brewer is going to be there. Are you going to be telling jokes at all? Or are you
hosting, right?
Hosting, yeah, just the host.
You're the host.
What I do best,
is host.
Keeping the show.
Just introduce. All right, you be funny now.
Yep.
So, you going to stick around, Eric Brewer, or are you leaving?
Are we taking another break?
Yeah,
no, well, I'm about to play.
I was like, good God.
We're about to play Good or Shitty. I didn't know if he was just coming in and be like, got a comedy show this Sunday, guys. Peace.
I scored a goal. Goodbye.
Yeah, goal. Playing Power 4. So Brian Henry's here.
Did you guys do the LA thing?
Have you ever played Good or Shitty, Brian Henry?
I have not. This is my first time.
Okay, so Good or Shitty is a bit I stole from the Maxwell Show back in the day. And it's like we play brand new music and we sit here and talk over it and judge it. Whoa, oh God. We sit here and talk professional. This podcast has just gone awry.
His hair tie.
You've been missing the. It's been failures left and right, Eric Brewer.
Sean's rusty.
Like everything in this podcast has been a failure. So, anyway, we play new music that just came out and we sit here and judge it and, you know, and then we say whether or not it was good or shitty at the end of it.
And it's the best when you're really mean about the artist. That's what makes it really funny. So if you hate it, just let the hate flow through you.
So we're going to start things off with a new Kid Rock song.
This should be good.
You ready for this?
This is there you go. All right. Right out of the gate.
Yeah, he's already ready for this. So Kid Rock,
though. Got a new track.
I read some shit about Kid Rock today, though, that was like, he was like, I'm not against gay people getting married. But I'm
against
gay people. Yeah,
drops the mic. What does that mean?
He's like, I support Mitt Romney. He's like, that was 3 years ago, bro.
Living in the past.
What is that?
That was an acoustic guitar, Sean. Rusted, rough, and kind of beat up. But when she jumped in, it is. The video is him driving. I'm kidding. There's not a video. This is fucking awful.
What happened to Kid Rock?
This.
It was funny. In the article, he was like, he's like, yeah, I used to do like that rap rock shit, but that shit got gay.
He's like, and I'm against that gay shit, yeah. You know? Mitt Romney for life.
But I'm not against gay people getting married.
Just that gay shit. Oh.
I was like, what is Kid Rock even
such
talking
a
about?
Wordsmith, that Kid Rock.
What is this?
A street poet.
Bad.
It sounds like a Katy Perry song, right?
It does.
Katy Perry,
yeah.
But with Bruce Springsteen singing?
Well, shitty version of Bruce Springsteen.
Got my first real six string.
Or shitty.
Nice, Bob. Sing it.
Yeah,
go
who
ahead,
is
Bob.
That? That's Brian
Seacrest.
Adams. Brian Adams.
That's who it sounds like to me.
It sounds like Brian. He's the American Brian Adams. Yeah, because Brian Adams is Canadian Springsteen.
Ah.
Cigarettes on the tailgate. Man, it seems like it was yesterday. What do you think, Brian Henry?
He's trying to figure out where at in his career he decided to go from rap rock, hard ass.
What about just even a rapper? Like
rapping and
Kid Rock
shit.
Back in like 1991 had the top fade, and he had the song "Yodeling in the Valley" all about eating pussy. And then now,
amen. Amen.
I would just want to hear "Yodeling in the Valley." Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah, that was bad. That seems like he's like, man, you know what I liked when I was a kid? This song. Someone make it for me, and I'll make my own lyrics. Remember when we smoked cigarettes on that tailgate?
He just wants to live in a beer commercial.
That's probably what he is living in.
All right, here's "Yodeling in the Valley."
Toss me a cold one in slow motion, Fred.
All right,
a kid, I can't do that.
I'm just digging the album cover.
Stop calling me kid.
It's Kid Rock, 1990.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just robbed the soul. Yodeling in the Valley.
Okay, so
this is a sick beat. From potatoes. You know what he's doing in the studio too. That shit wasn't chopped.
Unusual, kind of casual, yes. With me, girls are obsessed to get undressed, get fresh, and have me yodel in the valley. And I do it at the drop of a dime.
You probably got beat up a lot when he was younger.
Got my first real strip string. I remember waiting for the school bus.
I gotta think of that lyric.
So yeah, it was just, he was, I think, like, he's just kind of exposed. He was always just a fucking creepy poser.
Well, and now he's like, this is what I used to listen to on my tailgate. Yeah. Making out with girls that didn't want to.
All of a sudden, he went from being Detroit rapper to fucking, like, southern fucking Alabama Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, he also had that mashup of, like, Sweet Home Alabama and there was another song. And he, like, took a whole bunch of different
Angel
choruses.
Angel is the centerfold.
He took a whole bunch of choruses of not his songs and then made a different song with those. It was, like, a big sample with him singing all of them. It was like a cover
song. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Yeah.
We were smoking. YouTube video. Where they play like 700 songs with the same chords.
Kind of, but not like that.
Axis of Awesome.
Yeah, because he just kind of took one, like three songs and he's like, I'm just going to sing these choruses and mash them up and then just say it's mine
right.
And make money off of
Let's go around the room. Shitty. Yeah, good or shitty?
We'll start with shitty.
Shitty.
Uh-huh.
Shitty, but if Katy Perry was singing it,
it might be good.
It would have been good.
I agree with that. Shitty, though.
You smoke cigarettes on a tailgate, Katy Perry?
Yodeling in the Valley, however.
Yodeling in the Valley was awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was classic.
Give that a
sad
good.
Sad part is Kid Rock has sold a ridiculous amount of albums worldwide. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a huge
And probably
guy.
Even that bullshit, he's probably selling out the fucking ears.
Oh, for sure.
You know some dudes with a fucking, like, just, he has his beer on his gut, and he's like, God damn it, this shit rules.
All right,
well, didn't he play at WrestleMania or something?
Yeah, he was at WrestleMania
that was
25.
That was peak.
That was his peak.
He peaked.
Peak.
He's got the Duck Dynasty demographic just locked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially when he's like, I don't support gay marriage. Well, I mean, I'm not against it, but everybody just like
All right, so
that's what that sounds like.
I'm going to throw it up to you guys for song two.
Okay.
You guys want...
You got some new Journey?
You want some new Marilyn Manson?
Yes.
Or do you want some new MGK?
Marilyn Manson.
What do you guys want?
Let's hear a Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I think we should just go from 90s artists that are actually trying to still do shit. That's what this segment's called now. All right. Acoustic guitar, kind of industrial.
I feel like I know this song.
Yeah.
Manson. The beautiful people. The yeah, beautiful people. Like,
that sounds like...
Jeez. Yeah, can I get my growl track up a little bit louder, please? Yeah, just
my growl track.
Yeah, he's like, ah.
Trisha has been watching a show called Salem, and this sounds like the intro of it.
Probably is. At least he's kind of stayed true to like what he sounds like.
Didn't.
This is what this sounds like old Marilyn Manson to me.
Not really. You don't remember Marilyn Manson being like,
yeah, beautiful people. It's all about the
relative
size. Yeah,
it had like guitars. Where's the guitar?
Yeah, yeah, there's acoustic in it now.
What's up? Yeah, he definitely didn't like go like, I'm gonna take some vocal lessons, maybe add falsettos.
You guys
like,
heard that new Kid Rock? Can we do that? That shit is great.
He's just always kind of been like, all right, I'm gonna just stick to my guns here.
Yeah, he knows what he can do, and he's doing it.
people still listen to it? You know, you seem like the guy that hangs out with girls that listen to Marilyn Manson. Do
really,
girls
Eric
still
Brewer
listen to Marilyn Manson?
Like that guy.
Yeah, like he just
oh,
might.
Oh, I sure do like your thick eyeliner.
No, just like you meet a girl at the bar and you're like, what do you listen to? And they're like, Marilyn Manson.
Right then, I feel like you'd be like, fuck off. What's that? What'd you say?
Usually Marilyn Manson doesn't come up in
any of your conversations ever.
Although, as soon as the rumor got around that he could suck his own dick,
yeah.
For some reason, whenever I hear him sing, I always just imagine him like over, like singing into his penis, like just in between blows,
coming up for air, singing the chorus.
He puts one of those like
the beautiful
wind
people.
Things over, for the microphones the over the tip of his.
Oh penis. Yeah, the windscreen.
Yeah.
I don't want my cum to sound weird. Oh, my bad. Mashup. Dude, I was on a Marilyn Manson track.
The cum talk.
I made it.
Call my mom.
I put the Undertaker.
Yeah, no, nice. I was like, dude, shit just got real. Undertaker's here.
I was about to give it a good. Like
a cow, verse.
A verse. Dude, Undertaker laid down a 616 on that Marilyn Manson track.
Oh, Shaq's, I restarted it. That was
Undertaker
terrible.
Can bar, dude.
What do you think? But I give it a shitty. What do you think?
I'm not like a huge fan of Marilyn Manson, regardless.
Shitty.
I think it's good. I think it's a more mature sound for him.
You think so?
Good for you.
There you go, Brian.
He's still doing it.
You think? I don't. His last record was all about like Alice in Wonderland or something like that. It was like Alice in Wonderland tribute.
Huh.
No, whatever.
I didn't mean to just like drop the room there, but I mean
you did.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you give it?
I'm gonna give it a shitty too.
Mm. Nice.
Oh.
I think we just.
I've been outed.
No, I love Marilyn Manson.
All right. So the final good or shitty today.
The final countdown.
All right, this song's been causing a little bit of controversy, right?
Okay.
Because...
Is it that new artist?
Yeah, it's that new hot artist that Kanye's bringing up, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, is it Paul McCartney?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear his work. I feel like he's promising. Who is this Paul McCartney?
I've been hearing a lot of good things about
him. Dude's about to be huge now that Kanye's got him on a track.
Well, you know, I mean, like, people
How does he not just go to a show and he's playing with Kanye with an AK-47 and just start mowing
people
down
People are blowing this way out of proportion, I think. Because... If you imagine a 16-year-old raised by somebody born in the 80s,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that math works
sure,
entirely
why not?
Correctly.
It would, yeah. Because, well, yeah, never mind. Good call.
Well,
15,
because 25 years ago was yodeling in the valley. So somebody was born in the
valley. Yeah, so he's like, hey, you ever heard about eating pussy and yodeling? Here you go.
So
fuck Paul McCartney.
Anyway, you got to imagine, maybe the parent has never played the Beatles for a 13-year-old. They might hop on Twitter and be like, oh, excuse me, who the hell is this?
Well, also, like, when it was, like, 2014, they're like, the Earth is 2014 years old.
Yeah,
there's a lot of more dumber things happening than just, they're like, who's this Paul McCartney?
On the internet. So, yeah, it's Kanye West, and it's got Paul McCartney on the chorus, I imagine. I'm not sure how.
As I lay me
or the whole song.
Down
no, this is Kanye, dude.
That's Kanye.
I'm kidding.
Speak to me. Never heard Kanye sing?
He sounds
how you doing?
Fantastic.
I think the storm and out of rain, the clouds are moving.
It has this weird
I know you're happy, because I can see it.
Yeah, it keeps going back and forth.
Tell the boys inside your head to believe it.
I think it's because it's so processed that they don't want you to hold on to
one
side.
He said he sent you an angel. Look at all that he gave you. Yes,
you want to. I want to see Brian have you throw up. Here you go, man. You better vomit on air. Best podcast ever.
Okay, restart a little bit.
Yeah, on it, Eric.
All right, try it out.
I think the storm and out of rain, the clouds are moving.
Oh, God, Eric! Get a bucket, Bob!
I can see it.
Bob!
To tell the boys inside your head to believe.
I'm so dizzy.
Grab the bucket.
Talk to God about you.
That's going
to
soak right into your sweats, Eric.
He sent you a little
bit of what he gave you.
Can I get my vomiting in stereo like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to hear it? Here, go for it.
I
want to
hear this new Paul McCartney.
Every road that leads to heaven's right beside you.
Puke.
So I can say, hello, my only one. Like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name.
I panned Brian Henry puking from left to right. I haven't even heard
Paul McCartney yet. He's probably going to be like, "My name who you are.
Featuring.
Perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the good always
I hope, like, Connie
bad,
is singing the whole time and then Paul McCartney raps.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be cool. One day, you'll be the man you always knew you could be.
What do you think
you
would rap about? I feel like cobblestone.
Haircuts.
Oh.
And if you knew.
That was way off.
Michael Jackson buying all the Beatles songs.
Dude, you better play
you
Paul McCartney.
You'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that.
What was that chick's name? Heather or something?
Locklear.
No, the chick that with the fake leg that Paul McCartney.
Locklear.
All Paul McCartney's money. Heather McCartney, maybe? I don't know.
Did she marry into the family? I can't remember.
No, but I can't remember what her like real name was.
Where's Paul?
I don't know.
He's playing the synth.
I don't think he's on this song at all. There's still a lot more time left in this song.
God damn, for real?
This is just a normal Kanye intro.
We are hold up. There
this isn't even the song yet.
Yeah, there's
just
four
a Kanye intro.
There's 4 minutes, 54 seconds left in
what?
This fucking track.
Oh, fuck me, sideways. That's insane. It's already been playing for like 2 minutes.
Fast forward.
Who sings a 7 minute song? Not Queen. Sick interlude, dude. Hello.
That's Kanye playing actually.
Dude, shredding.
Paul's just staring over him.
Yeah. He was just supervising. That's why he's featuring.
Paul's trying to figure out Kim Kardashian's ass. Just like trying to figure
staring
it out.
Staring.
How
at
could it,
it
break
I don't
the
get
internet?
It. sipping tea.
Organ solo!
It's literally
the most relaxed solo ever.
Now it's building up. It sounds like.
You're building it
does
up.
Sound
not,
like,
it's not building up. You can't just tap me like, dude, it's building up. Check
no,
it out.
It is. It's building up.
It's
this
building
reminds
up,
me of. It reminds me of God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Russ Ballard or. What's that band's called? Argent.
Tina. Is that it?
I think that was it, yeah.
What the? We didn't even hear him. Can you just like YouTube Paul McCartney in Kanye's song?
Tell me. Said, tell me about me.
I don't think he's in it, bro.
Okay. He's just playing, I guess.
I
well, that
know,
one song Oregon. He had with Elton John had like two lines.
I thought they made it sound like he was in it.
No.
He was in the song. They made it sound like
he
it was
just
like.
Playing the keyboard.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to like read this article about it. Kim Kardashian's favorite song of her husband, she said.
Because that one guy was in it. That one that you're going to make famous, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds like a marketing ploy to me.
So, yeah, I don't even hear fucking Paul McCartney in it.
Hmm.
What did he do?
I'm probably just playing the organ.
Bass.
Or he was so auto-tuned you couldn't tell the difference between him and Kanye.
Oh.
They were both...
I thought I heard one vocal harmony that whole time.
Yeah, and you thought it was Paul?
I was like, whoa, is that a vocal harp? But it was over before I could even think about it, so.
You do that with the computer, too.
I'm going to give it a shitty.
Yeah, me too. Fuck Paul McCartney.
That's not straight out of Compton.
Nope. It's
super,
Kanye
super
straight
shitty.
Out of Compton.
I wanted to give it a good. I'm a closet Kanye fan, but that was awful.
I was ready
not
for
closet anymore.
Yeah, you're out.
I feel the same way about this that I feel about
Marilyn Manson.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Mm.
Is that...
The show?
When John Lennon... No.
Oh. I was like, he was in Wings?
That was a good show.
Oh, I hated that show. I was like, the cartoons are over. Now this show on Wings is on.
I used to watch that show on...
TBS, not funny right now.
I watched that show on Netflix. I watched the whole thing.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
But you like a lot of...
I watched
like
the whole thing. My favorite episode of Wings is this old guy. He kind of reminds me of Brian Henry.
Oh.
And he's like...
Compliment.
He wants to go to Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yeah.
He spends the whole episode going, Las Cruces. And it's the most annoying thing I'd ever heard. But anytime I hear the name Las Cruces, New Mexico, I instantly go,
Las Cruces.
What a great reason to love that shitty show.
They fly him all the way to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and he's like, I don't even need to go to Las Cruces. Like, it was supposed to go somewhere else.
Season 2.
It's the wrong
That sounded like the worst Seinfeld episode ever written. Like, they were like, someone burned this, and Wings is like, we got one!
And Frasier was on an episode of Wings, too. Little cross promotion. He was on a speaking tour, and he came through
Nantucket. Frasier came from Chips, right?
Cheers.
Cheers, my bad. What did I say, Chips?
Yeah. Chips. And I was like Eric Estrada.
Homemade chips.
You know, Eric Estrada, Frasier, Crane. They were fucking motorcycle cops.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's weird how much television knowledge you have.
Anyway, we'll give it
shitty round the
shitty,
board.
Huh?
What, Bob? You want to give it a good?
I'm going to say it's the best Kanye song since Keep 'Em High. And I'm going to give it a good.
Have you ever played to keep Kanye out of his
zone
game?
Paul McCartney's going somewhere.
What's that game called? Bobby, tell me about it. Don't let Kanye in his zone.
Oh, Kanye's zone. It's this fucking sweet game.
And?
Let us know about it.
Yeah, elaborate just a tad.
I'll tell you about it. Okay, so Kanye's head.
Great
right?
pass, Bob.
And there's a little thing that says, it says like Kanye's zone, right?
Yeah.
And then Kanye's floating around. It's his head floating around going, don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. And then if he gets in his zone, he goes, I'm definitely in my zone.
And then you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Everybody loses.
There's so many cooler games out there that you could play.
You don't want to let him get in his zone.
I played for a while one day.
How do you have that much time that you're like, I'm going to play the
top score list?
Fuck off.
I did.
He did.
What was your initials?
Bob.
Oh.
Anyway, you guys ready to take a break? Then we'll come back and do a couple quick news stories. You guys can stick around.
This is Brian's favorite segments. You better have some rad news.
I do got a really good one.
You better have a lot.
I got a good one. Love drug.
We still on?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this song.
Whenever you're ready.
Love drug.
A couple months ago, you know how I did that? I bought a turntable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took. I bought a turntable. You know where I got that turntable?
The internet?
Off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to LousyWeatherMedia.com. And click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media. And it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business. And Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media in business. Click the banners.
Oh, you want it? Go ahead, yeah.
I was rocking out.
You're like, yeah. That's why I mentioned it.
I'm sorry.
I need it. No, it's a twist off.
Is it?
Do you want me to get it for you?
Lousy Weather Media main show. What episode is it, Paul?
66.
I heard Brian Henry had something important he wanted to say.
Oh, my God.
Did I?
He looked at me like, what the fuck you tell
me? That's
him?
What Eric Brewer told me. He told me that you tweeted you had something really important to say.
I said that.
Wow.
In the tweet. He sent us a tweet. I don't read Twitter.
Okay, I'm checking in right now.
How do you find that out?
What's up? Move that microphone close to them.
Hold on.
It's like I'm fucking talking to a wall. Like you said, like, I'm just talking to an empty microphone.
Just lean in if you want to talk, Eric. Yeah, okay, cool. That's what I've
been doing. So,
Dave, not now.
I was looking it up.
I'm trying to figure, what is it? Going on LW Podcast, talk about stuff on the internet.
What's the stuff you wanted to talk about, Brian? Your important stuff.
Yeah, you made it sound like there was like he had something to go on.
Like a month ago.
And tonight I reveal
a month ago.
So how was your New Year's?
You tweeted us on the podcast.
I remember that. You wanted to do a bit. That's right. But we didn't plan this bit. We never talked about anything. Yeah, we didn't. We didn't plan a bit or anything. So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so anyway,
I'll get you next time.
We'll hit the. You ready to do a couple news stories?
Am I?
All right, let's hit
Hugh
it.
Hugh and Lewis. So.
News. Welcome to the news.
So, am I the only one bringing news to the table today?
Bob's looking up news right now.
I
have one.
Bob's you have one? Go ahead, Bob. Hit me with the first news story, Bob. That was good.
I love you.
Cambrian Genomics.
What's
is
that?
A company.
Okay. Cambrian Genomics?
Cambrian Genomics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And its owner, Austin Hines, thinks that we should design new creatures, new plants, mm-hmm. and new organisms on computers with DNA.
3D print them?
Some dude
3D printed a bat suit. That was
well, maybe
sick.
No. What he does is he sells DNA strands, and then like people can do what they want.
Dino DNA.
He says,
"I wasn't listening." Sorry, buy me one more.
It's
time.
It's the synopsis of the Jurassic Park. Basically, this dude found a mosquito in a ball of amber. Right.
Okay.
Now he's selling that DNA that he took out from that mosquito, so that people can 3D print dinosaurs.
Well, what he's saying is, like, he says in 10 to 20 years, he can't believe that people won't be designing their own children digitally on computers.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, so he just wants to make things that have never existed.
You're just going to be able to 3D print your own children? You don't even have to have sex with them?
No, you come in the printer.
I think he wants to create the Pokemon universe.
Oh, dude, gotta catch them all.
That's more what it sounds like.
Invent creatures out of nowhere and then use them for various...
But this one's a rat that can shoot lightning out of its face.
Also, he said, anyone in the world that has a few dollars can make a creature, and that changes the game. Mm. And that creates a whole new world. Which is also a quote from Aladdin, I think.
Yeah, it is. I was about to say, he's going with Aladdin right there. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and Tom Nelson. Yeah. Tom Nelson has a good joke about a whole new world. About anal, but about a whole new world.
Color-changing flowers, cow-free milk, animal-free meat. That's kind of what they're already selling.
Animal-free meat.
Animal-free meat.
Meat that doesn't come from an animal.
So, not meat.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, it's meat.
It's just what we call it meat, but it's not meat.
It came in a petri dish.
I feel like meat has to come from an animal, though.
A protein genetic patty.
Genetically
entered.
It's a protein.
GMO.
It's a protein bar like in Snowpiercer.
Oh, now the mic's too fucking far in. Eric Brewer's
talking
sitting
to the
in
mic.
Front of it.
His 11-person team has raised $10 million from more than 120 investors.
Stop!
How much money?
You're literally trying to avoid
million?
This microphone.
He's on it now.
10 to 20 million.
10 million.
10 million.
Yeah.
Do what now? 10 million what?
Make dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. 10 million dinosaurs he's created out of a 3D printer.
$10 million.
I probably shouldn't have taken that gravity bomb.
You shouldn't have. Because I've been feeding you misinformation this entire time.
If you wanted to make a dinosaur, you probably could. Like, you can just... what he wants to be able to do is you go to a computer and you just mix and match different things of DNA until you get something new that no one's ever seen before. Mm.
There's going to be this thing that comes out that's like, kill me.
It's like when you order food at Sheetz, except for with... biology.
Damn, I want Sheetz. I'm going to Sheetz after this.
Made to go organism.
I'm not, but anyway.
I'm still thinking about the fact that I'm going to be 3D printing my children in 30
years.
Yeah,
me too. I want to
blonde, blue eyes, gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it the biggest black dick.
Isn't
Dad gave me a
it's
black
gonna
dick.
It's going to be all white,
all
white. All
children will look the
black
same
black
after that. Children won't even resemble their parents because their parents will be like, well, I don't want them to... Like,
I don't want to be
ugly like me.
What if
you 3D printed children? Are we 3D printing children still? Is that what
we're doing? 3D printed children. So you have two overweight parents. they're probably not going to make their children be overweight.
And just 3D print out a good DNA child.
But, like, you're going to look at that kid and be like, dude, that kid looks nothing like his parents.
So what they're eating and giving to the child makes their perfect child overweight just the same.
It's not always about what you eat. Some people are born that way.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of fat people eat a lot of fat shit.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, God damn it. Lady goddamn it. That's what I got to say. We got any new Sean.
Yeah.
Is Lady Gaga fat?
No.
Anyway, I'm no, confused. She was born
she wears fake meat, though.
She was born that way, yeah.
That's a song.
And an album. My bad. I'm trying to... I thought it was a good joke. Huh? Born that way? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it.
For the Lady Gaga fans.
We get it.
Lady Gaga
years
fans.
Years from now, like, if
the
someone...
The monsters.
If someone's, like, got a problem with themselves, they're just... Instead of saying, I was born this way, they can be like, I was printed this way.
Oh, gosh.
Eric Brewer saves the show.
They were running low on ink.
I was almost perfect. So I got these weird eyebrows I got to draw.
The power went out halfway through.
That's
it tried to resume, but...
just never the same.
I always had the Wi-Fi connection problems.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember when my family first got a color printer, I would just go online and, like, get the most in-depth, like, colorful pictures of, like, badass monsters and print, like, 20 of them, and, like, just because I wanted to, like, hang them up on my wall, like, little I know, it cost my parents, like,
not only that, like, fucking, like, it would soak the paper so the paper would roll, so even when you printed them out, you couldn't, like, they would just fold into themselves because they're so heavy.
Never looked anything like
I printed out a bunch of porn pictures, and I would line them all up when I jerked off. I'd be like, oh, they're all so pretty. Look at my pretties. I felt like a serial killer. I didn't know it at the time, but that's kind of like it. It's kind of like what it was. I just like take out my trophies and jerk off to them.
So glad that
something Dahmer did.
Yeah. Dahmer then he killed an animal and buried it and shit.
Caressing
and then he went
the color printer.
You're beautiful.
I'm so glad this.
I'm going to cum my own kid in you one day.
Conversation exists on the internet.
Yeah. One day. 30 years in the future.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Is coming into printers. He doesn't understand 3D printing yet.
There's a hole through it first and comes in it.
There's no vagina. I'll make
There's
one.
There's no brain either.
I need to get a,
can't talk back.
I need to get a windscreen for this. I was looking at
You kind of have one.
They're like $15 for
Yeah, my MXL 4000 came with one. Or 2000. 4,000? So, I don't know. It's
anyway,
a high number.
This guy, John Balmer. I'm going to go with a new story. Ready?
Balmer.
John Balmer. So
makes chapstick.
He's in a fucking. He's in a Kmart in Hudson, Florida, right?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Ohio.
50 years old.
Say Walmart.
Here's a picture of his face. There.
Oh yeah, he looks like a trooper.
All right, so he's
show Bob.
My bad, Bob. There's he there. This is
you're like Bob. You can't see anything or hear anything I talk about. Just comment.
It's John Dahmer.
Nice first joke.
His name is John
Balmer.
Balmer, 50-year-old wearing a shirt that reads "Who needs drugs?" with big letters, and then underneath it in small letters says "Seriously, I have drugs." Here's the shirt. There you go.
Good tactic for a drug dealer to wear.
I did the reveal. I gave you all his face.
Seems like a bad idea to do if you got pulled over.
Is this an advertisement?
Well, how'd you know he got arrested for drugs yet?
I don't. I'm assuming that they were like, do you have drugs, sir? And he's like, oh, why would you think that, officer?
Yeah, got arrested.
I think that's the dude that played the Frankenstein character in the Addams Family movies.
Could have been. Lurch?
Lurch.
He got arrested. He was trying to pass
the
off.
The Eeyore of Addams Family.
I would really have to see how tall he was to tell.
It was a baggy...
The Lurch...
Jaw.
Yeah. He does have a Lurch jaw and eyes, too, as well.
He's real sunken in.
He's just a Lurch man.
Yeah, he's Lurchy.
He's lurchy.
And he looks like he was once famous and lost all his money.
Next on Once Famous, Lurch sells drugs at Kmart.
Adam's Family, where are they now?
So,
the monster under the stairs, also buying drugs off Lurch.
So the he was.
I think that was the Munsters, my bad. I don't think that's the Addams Family.
He's literally in line in Kmart, and he tries to sell another person in line at Kmart drugs.
You see the shirt?
Yeah, you see
Buy
my shirt. That's the weirdest advertisement I've ever seen. He tries to pass off the drugs.
I got a little girl to feed.
He tries to pass off his drugs, the methamphetamine and marijuana.
Okay, right on. I mean, marijuana's almost legal.
And the,
highs and lows.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person.
You want to get up and
the
down?
person was like, no, I don't want drugs. So he walks down to another aisle and drops the drugs just on the ground.
Yo, Lurch got some meth. Who want it?
And then he goes back to the register to buy his stuff. But who, like, stands there in an advertisement shirt?
Right.
In Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising.
Was he surprised when he got arrested?
I'm not someone
who is clearly high on marijuana and meth.
What I found the most interesting about the article.
To be productive, but he forgot what he was doing.
But good for him showing initiative. Yeah.
What I found most interesting about the article was that this is like
the shirt was bought at Kmart that day.
No, this is like a long line of arrests of ironic T-shirts. That have been happening.
Rape. Sir, can you please put your hands up in the air?
This woman in November named Deborah Asher was busted in Kentucky with meth while wearing a shirt that said, I love meth. Crystal meth.
You gotta be shitting me. Where was this, Kentucky?
This guy named...
I mean, good for her for putting it on Front Street.
This guy named...
Homemade shirt?
Yeah, this... No, it was...
She made it in a lab, Bob.
This guy named Mika Daly was arrested with 20 grams of marijuana while wearing a shirt that said, go directly to jail. Monopoly.
Do not pass go.
Yeah, just go directly to jail. That made me... that was the most interesting part of the article because I was like, what would be my most shameful shirt to be arrested in?
I love strippers.
I heart strippers.
Yep.
Would you imagine getting arrested in the strip club in the iHeart stripper shirt?
Depending on what you were doing, yes. Because, like, man caught trying to rape strippers, and it's like, iHeart strippers, you got your hands behind your back, like, no, dude, it wants it. She wanted it.
She wanted it.
Every time I wear your guys' old band shirt from Forever Undone,
oh, stupid fucking
I'm always like,
bitch.
This would be a horrible shirt to get pulled over.
So it's a T-shirt that just says, time. Stupid fucking horse slut bitch on the back of it?
Yeah, that one.
Mm.
Yeah, the cop's like, so you hate women, do you?
Especially if the cop was a woman.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's patting down, stupid fucking horse slut bitch, huh?
And then she just hits me across the back of the knees.
What's this?
Billy Club.
Billy Club.
It's just something from a song called She Said She Was 18.
Excuse me, sir. What'd you just say?
Anyway, what's the shirt you'd most not like to get arrested in, Brian Henry?
It'd be awesome if you got arrested in Put-in Bay wearing the Frosty sweatshirt.
Just completely wasted.
I think it's a lot worse to get arrested with no shirt on.
No shirt.
Okay. No, because, I mean, you're trying to hang out and have a good time. Yeah. Like you can tell that dude was partying and having a great time before, and then now it came shit.
Paul likes being shirtless.
Me and Brian Henry actually went to Putin Bay this summer.
How was it?
That's why I have a scar above my forehead.
What happened?
You got wasted?
Yeah.
You tried to climb out of a pool after you've been in it for an entire afternoon.
I know how you get. I'm all prudy, Brian.
They serve pina coladas with 151 in them in the pool. You don't even have to get out of the pool.
Obviously, he spent all day in it. He's like, there's pina coladas in the pool.
The
pool's empty. Eric's just like in the bottom of it, like, I can't get out. This deep end is so...
Literally, I could not get out.
But he did get out.
I'm sure it'd be atrophy. Your legs might be tired. You might be asleep.
Atrophy. Yeah.
You can't move.
I've been floating in zero G, guys, with 151s all around me.
It was the second day, so I was really fucked up the night before, and I was just like riding it out, like just putting my
Yeah, you drink when you wake up to get the fucking headache gone.
Fucking
best
weightless.
Part is he. I turn my back for 1 minute and he's just gone.
That's how
after,
it is.
After I try to get out of the pool, split my face open.
You try to walk in a hotel room that was
not yours.
Not
yeah. That happens a lot when you're drunk. You're like, you just turn into Robert Downey Jr. Like, who's got the couch? They're like, now, not us. Not us, you, bleeding man.
What were you wearing this night?
I was in the crystal meth. So I was in,
you're just in
just
some swimming
trunks.
Could you imagine getting locked up that night, drunk out of your skull, bleeding with insulin?
Depends. Do the trunks have netting?
They did.
Okay, then you're all right. Because if they didn't, then you'd just be sitting there.
The,
like,
the netting would definitely protect me from getting raped in Putin Bay prison.
Well, it'd be a lot harder because the suit is wet. It's hard to get off, you know what I'm saying?
Putin Bay prison.
But my friends said they saw me while they were on their way going to eat dinner. They were in a golf cart, four of them. And I was just hauling ass on a bike.
Is that Eric Brewer?
With blood coming down my face.
I'm saving the world!
Yeah, they said I was doing like 25 on a bicycle.
Throwing up at the same time?
No,
I don't understand how you were
drunk. Don't remember how or why. Like,
Was it a hill?
How are you going that fast? That wasted. That's all
an ass.
Like, all an ass. Yeah, can't be getting like Sonny Bono into a fucking palm tree or some shit.
I don't get it. And the thing is, like, I remember hiding the bike
before. Why?
Because I didn't want someone to take it. I myself had stolen the bike while I was there.
The bike had been stolen.
So, one, I didn't want the previous owner to stumble across it. And then, like,
son
wait.
Of a bitch
yeah,
falls the
wait,
blood trail black back
just
to
just
some
wait
random
for me to come
apartment.
Get it. Two, I couldn't chain it up because I didn't have the bike chain, obviously. Mm. And
he cut that.
So I, like, hit it, and somehow in my drunken stupor remembered where I hit it, went and got it, and then just booked it home. Mm. Passed out till...
Where'd you go when you hid the bike?
That's for you to find out.
That's what I went to.
Next podcast!
I hid the bike.
Eric Brewer wakes up in a house he doesn't know.
I hid the bike uptown Put-in Bay and then went to the pool bar or the Frosties.
Who's got them 151s? Why is he bleeding?
I went to Frosties and we ate and drank some fucking, what, Bloody Marys, mimosas.
You're still gushing blood.
Yeah. Well, I still have the scar.
Let me get a Bloody Mary.
They're like, obviously.
Bloody Mary, obviously I was going to
I fucking hate working here as they pour the drink.
Dude, anyway. Put-in Bay is like, it's a different world. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, if you have addiction problems or troubles with alcohol,
it's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Just fucking.
I'm ready to go.
This is how you
unload.
Kick things.
This is, yeah.
This is how you restart your life.
With a bunch of other people that love to drink as much as I do. So. Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
Do you have any other news stories?
No, I think we got enough.
I have a news story.
You have a news story?
Look.
Even though it feels like I've been fucking talking for...
No, talk all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Build as the next big trend in sustainable energy.
Uh-huh.
Crystal meth.
According to The Guardian...
I think I know what this is.
The UK's biobus runs entirely on biomethane gas generated through the treatment of sewage as well as food waste. That's unfit for human consumption. This bus runs on shit. The waste and sewage is treated at a plant run by recycling and renewable energy company, Genco. The 40-seat biobus, get this, can travel up to 186 miles on one tank of gas, which takes the annual waste of around 5 people to produce. So all of us shitting for a year.
Well, yeah, but it's only 5 people. How many people are on this
bus? For 186 miles.
That's amazing.
That's crazy as fuck. Just like something.
Just pooping. We do that anyways.
We got to do it, and they're taking our fucking shit.
It'd be weirder if every seat had like a toilet on them, and they're just like, everybody shit, or we're not going to make it to fucking Albuquerque.
That's awesome, because they're calling. They're just like,
shitting all time to get the
bus. I've been eating burritos. I'm taking it for you guys.
I'll get us there.
Now that sounds like fun.
I don't think if you had like your own shit car, you could shit enough
shit
to make it. I don't think you could.
Oh, dude, you have the new shit 4000? It's amazing.
No, you'd have to collect other people's shit.
Well, I mean, you could just... Excuse me, sir.
They already do collect our
shit,
that's
so they just take that shit and they turn it into fucking gas. Yeah,
instead of homeless people, homeless people are like, hey, dude, I'm broke down over there. Can you poop in my bucket for me? They're not asking for money anymore.
I don't think that's the way it's going to work.
Dude, do you have the shit?
Silos of shit everywhere?
There would be.
We already do, though.
Silos of shit.
Our shit's good.
But somebody would have to take it and process it.
That's a new Under That Sky album right there.
Silos of shit. I really hope
the places where our shit goes, and it's like, I don't know what they do
so
with
why
them,
not put
but
them on
yeah,
bus.
Like, if
but they
these places could just get the technology to or funnel all the shit they already have and start making
it.
Fucking gas, yeah.
Fluoride.
They're putting fluoride in the water, man.
That's what they do, man.
I hope the commercial for this car has Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys.
I hope it has Kid Rock. Like, it's just him playing that fucking song to, like, a shit bus runs by. With a huge picture of Kid Rock on it, like, shitting.
Shit.
I power this bus.
It says that even though it's called the poop bus, it doesn't smell like shit.
This definitely is the poop bus song.
This runs on shit. No shit.
Poop bus. Waiting for the school bus. The all-new 2015 shit bus.
I remember waiting for the poop bus.
I remember smoking
186
on
miles PPG.
Poop per gallon.
Dude, if our shit can make a bus travel 186 miles, a 40 passenger bus, if we start putting that shit in our cars, we'll be getting like 500.
I know.
I thought you were gonna say, what can our cum do? If our shit can power a bus for 186 miles, imagine what our cum can do. It creates people. Right. They're fat. They're people. Swimmers, man. They do it anyways.
That's terrible.
Lubing the engine, dude.
Well, we don't need it to create people anymore, so we can find other uses for it.
Like gasoline.
Yeah, dude, the cum car.
Yeah, cum-aline.
The next one.
Cum car. Yeah, because you're going to 3D print
people. Oh, dude, you got that fucking shit car? I got a cum car. 400 miles a gallon.
Damn it. Main the show.
As long as you're going
here,
towards an egg.
Go there.
Stock up on lube.
Stock up on lube. That's how you put the fucking... It's just a dildo that shoots cum into your fucking car. Oh, thank God for this.
You people just start fucking.
You got any KY?
Tank?
Shit, I'm out.
Use that Play-Doh fucking dildo applicator.
Yeah, you guys see that? We talked about that on the other. Yeah, that was a rough one.
So anyway,
why not just skip the middleman and fuck the car?
Your
fill
car
up just like that.
It depends how many gallons. Like think about a gallon of cum. Think about a full milk jug of cum.
Miles per fuck would be the measurement.
I saw a MPFs. Guy at a football game fuck a car in the gas tank hole, and it didn't go anywhere.
You guys do that. Same.
You guys do that.
Whenever I'm at a Browns, sometimes when I'm at a Browns game and I'm staring at the fucking thousands of drunk idiots. Mm-hmm. I just in the back of my mind, I'm like, think about how many gallons of cum it took to make all these
people.
And all they're doing is drinking.
Right. And it's just like
and coming. They're
just
coming.
Gallons of cum that
wasn't there
into
like a fucking
thousands and thousands of drunk
shitty people
and Brown fans. Sad, sad people.
Wasn't there like someone fucking outside of a Browns game?
Oh, it happens every week. Probably.
But then they just show that on like a camera. It's like some chick getting banged.
Oh, that was at a Detroit game too.
Detroit,
yeah, in the parking lot. Some people were having sex right in the middle of the parking lot on a car at a Detroit football game.
Yeah, I guarantee that shit happens at least once at every football game.
Just having to get caught.
Sometimes
didn't somebody cheat on their boyfriend at Ohio State?
Yeah,
that was her boyfriend.
I saw like a bunch of articles. It was like, hear the real story, and it was like a bunch of pictures of them.
And all the real story was like, they're dating. Who fucking cares? How is this news?
The real story. So the real story was just the original story is not true.
Well, they made her look like a side chick all over the internet, or made him look like a side guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I call him side cummers, but
he's
whatever.
Like, anyway.
No, it's like side dude, side yeah. Like she was like touching his head and like the fucking Megatron came on, she like whipped her hand away and he was like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, we're on air." And then like they're like, "She must be fucking him around on somebody else." Fucking him around on somebody
fucking
else. That's how you cheat.
Else. We got all kinds of news in this episode. It's main show 66, right?
66.
We had fucking Eric Brewer here who's got the Rickety Cricket comedy show this Sunday. Yeah, shake my
comedy show.
He's got the Rickety
Cricket. January 11th, 8:30, Cashmere Crickets.
Rickety be there like 7:30.
It's completely fucking free. Brian Henry's doing sound, so you know it's going to sound amazing.
I'll be there.
And then Brian Henry just put out the album by Joe Von Wilder and the Wild Things.
Get wild!
Did I say that right?
Thanks for having me.
Dude, we killed that shit.
That was funny.
You fucking
good.
Killed
that
it.
You guys rehearsed that?
No.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, totally.
That was really cool.
And I didn't even know what the CD name was until this episode.
Bob's here to be Bob.
Bob's here, thank you.
Yeah, so anyway.
You're welcome. Be Bob.
Just Jovan playing us out.
Yeah, let's. I got. Let me pop it open real quick. You,
take us home, Jovan.
His CD release of Musical was the shit. Seriously, pick up this album.
Mm. And it's pay your own fucking price. You could get it for free if you're a piece of shit.
But
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
put it on them.
Yeah, fuck you if you don't pay for this record.
Anyway, let's have a good day.
Let's have a bidet.
There's no giving up, though the odds may look that way. But even I think about it, knowing my faith has been clouded. I keep on there's no escape. We're reminded we were chosen to brave the tide, to conquer mountains, to tear the sky, to take your pressure. Strength to carry on this grind to succeed, though it all falls on me. This battle's just begun. Cause even I think about it, knowing my faith has been clouded. I keep calm. Stay grounded, 'cause when there's no escape.